kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Good morning from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. It's now.
And you're going to see a ballroom the likes of which I don't think it'll be topped.
Trump now says the ballroom will hold 999 people, an increase from the 650 originally announced. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Women, Infants, and Children Food Assistance Program, known as WIC, is temporarily ending shipments of infant formula in Kansas due to the federal government shutdown. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced Monday that recipients will not be receiving formula to pick up at WIC clinics. Recipients can still get formula through an authorized WIC vendor or at participating pharmacies. The health department has said funding for the WIC program could run out entirely next month if the shutdown continues. A federal court ruling may protect Kansas from the Trump administration's demand for private data on food assistance recipients. As Dylan Lyson reports, federal officials have threatened to withhold $10 million from the state.
A California judge temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from withholding food stamp funds from states that have refused to hand over the data. The Trump administration had requested things like names and addresses of recipients. Kansas is not part of the lawsuit challenging the request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. State officials said providing it would violate recipient privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Republican Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson says GOP Congress members from Kansas could have a hand in redrawing their own districts. Republicans in Kansas want to reshape the congressional map to oust the state's only Democratic representative, Sharice Davids. Masterson would not provide any more details on exactly who would draw the new maps, but Masterson says the state legislature would not do it.
I think our majority of our congressional delegation is going to send us a map they would all like to see us vote on, and we're going to vote on it.
The Kansas Senate has gathered enough votes to call a special session for redistricting and other issues, but there are still some holdouts in the state house. The Kansas City Royals are expected to soon make a pitch to Kansas lawmakers. The baseball team that currently plays in Kansas City, Missouri, is on the hunt for a place to build a new stadium. State Senate President Ty Masterson told WDAF the team is considering the site of the old Sprint campus in Overland Park. Masterson says he expects the team to make a formal proposal for a Kansas stadium in late November or early December. Coffee County is lobbying to be the site of a new nuclear reactor. The energy companies Terra Power and Evergy have expressed interest in building a reactor in Kansas. On Monday, the Coffee County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution supporting development of the reactor in their county. WIBW-TV reports the county will also send a letter of interest to Terra Power and Evergy. In the letter, the county says it is, quote, the perfect fit for the new reactor. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 65 degrees, still breezy, winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up to 35. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 40 degrees. The outlook for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 71. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 45 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
Continues. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Glad you're with us this morning. Coming up, Companies are racing to roll out nuclear reactor designs that would be faster to build and that could meet the rising demand for energy from customers like tech firms running those big data centers. Two nuclear companies are proposing to build reactors in Kansas. Coming up in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition, we'll hear the details. Forecast for today calls for sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon, a very pleasant 65 degrees. Still a little breezy, winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up to 35. Tonight clear, lows around 40, getting close to that first freeze. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 71. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 45 degrees, Topeka clear, and 45 as well.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC NewsHour. Coming up today, Japan gets its first female prime minister. A former French president goes to jail. The first woman to pilot the space shuttle. And an exclusive interview with Israel's greatest living writer, David Grossman.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
The transfer portal, I think that's a problem.
That is NBA All-Star, Olympic gold medalist Grant Hill. He is part of the NBA on NBC broadcast team. The NBA pro season starts tonight. Grant Hill, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, as always, for having me.
This is NPR News.
A new study out of Europe finds that cannabis oil is as effective as opioids when it comes to back pain. This news was welcomed by scientists in the U.S., but the maker of the cannabis product says it will take years for patients to get access.
If the FDA wants to speed up the process, we could immediately speed up the process. We are ready.
The marvels of cannabis oil on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Sunny, highs near 65, still a little breezy, could see gusts up to 35 miles an hour. It's 6:30.
Too many people are afraid to leave their homes. Sam Toya is president of the Illinois Restaurant Association.
What I'm hearing from members is that they're just taking reservations because they don't have enough waitresses and waiters and busboys, bartenders coming into work because of the fear.
The restaurants rely on the same communities ICE agents have been targeting for both customers and also for workers. U.S. futures contracts are trading flat at this hour. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A federal court ruling may protect Kansas from the Trump administration's demand for private data on food assistance recipients. Federal officials have threatened to withhold $10 million from the state, but a California judge has temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from withholding food stamp funds from states that have refused to hand over the data. The Trump administration has requested the names and addresses of recipients. Kansas is not part of the lawsuit challenging that request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. State officials say providing it would violate recipient privacy. More Kansans could soon become eligible for a health care program. Officials with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment told lawmakers on Monday they hope to expand eligibility for the state's charitable health care provider program. KSNT reports that program offers free and discounted health care to low-income Kansans who are considered medically indigent. Currently, the program is open to Kansans who earn two times the federal poverty level. Officials would like to expand eligibility to those earning three times the level. But some lawmakers question the move, saying it would cost the state too much money. Republican Kansas lawmakers are trying to organize a special session to redraw the state's congressional map. But as Zane Irwin reports, that's not the only item on the agenda.
The original goal of the special session was redistricting proponents still need to convince a few more state House members to sign on to the special session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas will be the site of a new Defense Department initiative to combat drone attacks. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall and Representative Ron Estes say the new Point Defense Battle Lab will be based at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. The lab will develop technologies to defend military bases and other strategic locations from drone attacks. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 65 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 45 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
The international community has been basically writing press releases and doing press conferences expressing their dismay over the situation in Al-Fashir. But despite having warnings, the international community has fundamentally done nothing.
Including, he said, a lack of pressure by countries like the U.S. on its allies that are accused of fueling the violence, like the United Arab Emirates. Emmanuel Akinwutu, NPR News, Lagos.
This is NPR News.
Do you own a business and value the programs on KPR? Your fellow Kansas Public Radio listeners could be your best customers. Support KPR and reach your fellow public radio fans by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the Trump administration announced a $100,000 fee to accompany each H-1B visa. The fee could wreak havoc on rural school districts that rely on those visas and the workers who get them to bring in teachers. Still ahead on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 65 degrees. Still a little breezy, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour, could see gusts up to 35 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 44 degrees. The time is 6:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR
and the conspiracy-obsessed young men kidnap the CEO of a company convinced that she is an alien intent on destroying Earth. In select theaters Friday, in theaters everywhere October 31st. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. Two companies have revealed plans in recent weeks to potentially install nuclear reactors in Kansas. Their proposals are very different, but both are part of the race to open a new chapter in the history of U.S. nuclear power. From the Kansas News Service, reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda explain.
Celia, let's jump straight in.
The program is speeding it up.
So they would have a nuclear reactor working that fast here in Kansas? I mean, that seems like a really short timeline.
Yeah, it's not clear. So Deep Fission told me that, yes, they are working to meet the president's deadline of Independence Day, but they've also got two other states where they're working on reactor plans, Texas and Utah. So they're not disclosing which site would move fast enough for that deadline.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Caranda. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find more of their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Matthew Morrison, known for his role in the TV series Glee, performing his Rhythms and Revelations concert Wednesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
KPR continues to expand its news coverage because of support from more than 5,000 listeners, just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they are willing to send $10, $20, or more every month to ensure this service continues to grow. Their support matters, and so does yours. Take a minute. Go to kansaspublicradio.org to donate today. Thanks. Looks like it's going to be a nice autumn day. Sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 65 degrees. Still a little windy. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusts as high as 35. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 40. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 71. Right now in Lawrence, clear, 45 degrees at 9 minutes before 7.
But he doesn't know where he's going to find them. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelly Keehan and Michael Bobalion. October 21st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, the latest news from NPR and KPR. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning, Columbia.
Asked about the treatment of protesters. From member station WBEZ, Michael Puente has more.
Gregory Bovino, the U.S. Border Patrol commander at large, and two other federal officials will have to answer questions about tactics used for the so-called Operation Midway Blitz. District Judge Sarah Ellis heard testimony Monday on whether ICE and Border Patrol agents are complying with her temporary restraining order issued October 9th, prohibiting the targeting of protesters and the press during demonstrations. Ellis called for the hearing because she had concerns over recent confrontations where tear gas was used without warning to the public. Another hearing is set for early next month. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chicago.
The massive outage at Amazon's web services division is over. The worldwide problem disrupted websites and online apps for hours yesterday. The outage is raising concerns about how vulnerable access to the Internet is. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz has more.
Amazon, Microsoft, and Google are among the biggest cloud computing providers. And while there are some benefits for companies that rely on these huge providers, cybersecurity expert Betsy Cooper says this incident highlights vulnerabilities.
Something goes wrong, and then you really see just how dependent you are on a handful of those companies.
And we should note, Amazon is a financial supporter of NPR, and it pays to distribute some of NPR's content. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, futures are flat. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Women, Infant, and Children Food Assistance Program, known as WIC, is temporarily ending shipments of infant formula in Kansas due to the federal government shutdown. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced Monday that recipients will not be receiving formula to pick up at WIC clinics. Recipients can still get formula through an authorized WIC vendor or at participating pharmacies. The health department has said funding for the WIC program could run out entirely next month if the shutdown continues. A federal court ruling may protect Kansas from the Trump administration's demand for private data on food assistance recipients. As Dylan Lyson reports, federal officials have threatened to withhold $10 million from the state.
A California judge temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture part of the lawsuit challenging the request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. State officials said providing it would violate recipient privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Republican Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson says GOP Congress members from Kansas could have a hand in redrawing their own districts. Republicans in Kansas want to reshape the congressional map to oust the state's only Democratic representative, Sharice Davids. Masterson would not provide any more details on exactly who would draw the new maps, but Masterson says the state legislature would not do it.
I think our majority of our congressional delegation is going to send us a map they would all like to see us vote on, and we're going to vote on it.
Kansas Senate has gathered enough votes to call a special session for redistricting and other issues, but there are still some holdouts in the state House. Coffee County is lobbying to be the site of a new nuclear reactor. The energy companies Terra Power and Evergy have expressed interest in building a reactor in Kansas. On Monday, the Coffee County Board of Commissioners passed a resolution supporting development of the reactor in their county. WIBW-TV reports the county will also send a letter of interest to Terra Power and Evergy. In the letter, the county says it's the perfect fit for the new reactor. Coffee County is already the site of Wolf Creek, a nuclear power plant located near Burlington. We'll hear more about the future of nuclear power in Kansas later on Morning Edition. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 65 degrees, still a little breezy. Winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 35. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 40 degrees. Winds die down overnight. The outlook for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies with a high near 71 degrees. Sneaking a peek to Thursday, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. A few very nice days in store for us indeed. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 45 degrees, Topeka clear, and 44 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. So glad you're with us. Coming up, companies are racing to roll out nuclear reactor designs that would be faster to build and that could meet the rising demand for energy. Two nuclear companies are proposing to build reactors in Kansas. We'll get the details in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Matthew Morrison, known for his role in the TV series Glee, performing his Rhythms and Revelations concert Wednesday, October 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Is it officially sweater weather? Well, we're getting close. Or we could be there. Forecast for today, sunny skies. Highs this afternoon, only around 65 degrees. Pretty much right on target for what the temperatures usually are on this date. Still breezy, though. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear. Low around 40. Winds die down to about 5 miles an hour. Outlook for tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny. A little warmer. Highs tomorrow near 71 degrees. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 45 degrees. You could wear a sweater in that. Topeka clear, 44. Manhattan clear, and 43 degrees.
I'm Tim Franks, host of BBC News Hour. Coming up today, Japan gets its first female prime minister. A former French president goes to jail, the first woman to pilot the space shuttle, and an exclusive interview with Israel's greatest living writer, David Grossman.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Can we jump here?
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
This is NPR News.
A new study out of Europe finds that cannabis oil is as effective as opioids when it comes to back pain. This news was welcomed by scientists in the U.S., but the maker of the cannabis product says it will take years for patients to get access.
If the FDA wants to speed up the process, we could immediately speed up the process. We are ready.
The marvels of cannabis oil on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from KPR. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 65 degrees, still breezy, winds 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up to 35. Sunrise is in 8 minutes. The time is 7:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A federal court ruling may protect Kansas from the Trump administration's demand for private data on food assistance recipients. Federal officials have threatened to withhold $10 million from the state, but a California judge has temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from withholding food stamp funds from states that have refused to hand over the data. The Trump administration has requested the names and addresses of recipients. Kansas is not part of the lawsuit challenging the request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. State officials say providing it would violate recipient privacy. More Kansans could soon become eligible for a health care program. Officials with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment told lawmakers on Monday they hope to expand eligibility for the state's charitable health care provider program. KSNT reports the program offers free and discounted health care to low-income Kansans who are considered medically indigent. Currently, the program is open to Kansans who earn 2 times the federal poverty level. Officials would like to expand eligibility to those earning 3 times the level. But some lawmakers question the move, saying it would cost the state too much. Republican Kansas lawmakers are trying to organize a special session to redraw the state's congressional map. But as Zane Irwin reports, that's not the only agenda item.
The original goal of the special session was to reshape the congressional map to oust the state's only Democratic representative, Sharice Davids. But if proponents manage to call lawmakers back to the state house, there's no limit on what they can discuss. Republican leaders also want to ban gender marker changes on driver's licenses, discuss ways to lower property taxes, and more. Redistricting proponents still need to convince a few more state house members to sign on to the special session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas will be the site of a new Defense Department initiative to combat drone attacks. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall and Representative Ron Estes say the new Point Defense Battle Lab will be based at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita. The lab will develop technologies to defend military bases and other strategic locations from drone attacks. Forecast for today, sunny skies, very pleasant. High temperatures near 65 degrees, still a little breezy. Winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 35. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Still ahead on Morning Edition, silver prices have outpaced the price of gold this year. Part of that's because demand is outstripping supply. What's up with the silver surge? We'll find out in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Weather forecast for today, nice day, sunny skies, high temperatures near 65, just a little breezy, winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 35. Tonight clear, low around 40, winds die down, tomorrow looks nice too, sunny skies with a high tomorrow near 71. Right now in Lawrence, still clear skies, 45 degrees, the time is 7:44.
Mm-hmm.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel.
At a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital, our co-host Juana Summers takes us there.
This is NPR.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Martin. There's a years-long tradition at Texas Tech football games. Fans throw tortillas onto the field during kickoffs. Big 12 conference officials have had enough. They put in new penalties for home teams when their fans throw anything. Last week, students brought the tortillas anyway. Now officials say it's time to end the practice, telling fans to throw away the tortillas when they enter the stadium. Students must now keep their wraps under wraps, or better yet, how about eat them? It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Charles Stewart Mott Foundation, for nearly a century supporting efforts to promote a just, equitable, and sustainable society. More at mott.org. From the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. Two companies have revealed plans in recent weeks to potentially install nuclear reactors in Kansas. Their proposals are very different, but both are part of the race to open a new chapter in the history of U.S. nuclear power. From the Kansas News Service, reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Coranda explain.
Celia, let's jump straight into these proposals.
A letter of intent with an undisclosed partner in Kansas for an undisclosed site. We do know that they're part of a presidential pilot program to try to get next generation reactors basically up and running by next 4th of July. And originally, Deep Fission was aiming for 2029, but that pilot program is speeding it up.
So they would have a nuclear reactor working that fast here in Kansas? I mean, that seems like a really short timeline.
Yeah, it's not clear. So Deep Fission told me that, yes, they are working to meet the president's deadline of Independence Day, but they've also got two other states where they're working on reactor plans, Texas and Utah. So they're not disclosing which site would move fast enough for that deadline.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Celia Yopis-Jepson and editor Stephen Coranda. The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You can find their stories on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Up next, it's the Marketplace Morning Report. In about 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and from KPR. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. She's got some great stuff lined up between 9 and noon. And if you're listening on KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 65 degrees, still breezy. Could see wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, clear skies, 45 degrees. Topeka still clear and 44 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8.
Wells and Denmark's big pharma company Novo Nordisk once ruled the world of medicine with its early lead in weight loss drugs, but it's losing out to rivals and cheaper compounded versions of Wegovy. Just now there's word Novo Nordisk's chair, Helge Lund, and six other board members will step down. The CEO was ousted in May. In Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Good morning from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Glad you're with us for Morning Edition. Another hour to come. Up next, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny with a high near 65. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Washington Post. She says the trend may be gaining steam after major companies required workers to return to the office after the pandemic.
What's kind of unique recently and contributing in all likelihood to the wage gap is that it looks like women are about three times as likely as men to leave after RTO mandates are put in place. That's return to office.
She spoke to NPR's All Things Considered. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Women, Infants, and Children Food Assistance Program, known as WIC, is temporarily ending shipments of infant formula in Kansas due to the federal government shutdown. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment announced Monday that recipients will not be receiving formula to pick up at WIC clinics. Recipients can still get formula through an authorized WIC vendor or at participating pharmacies. The health department has said funding for the WIC program could run out entirely next month if the shutdown continues. A federal court ruling may protect Kansas from the Trump administration's demand for private data on food assistance recipients. As Dylan Lyson reports, federal officials have threatened to withhold $10 million from the state.
A California judge temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from withholding food stamp funds from states that have refused to hand over the data. The Trump administration had requested things like names and addresses of recipients. Kansas is not part of the lawsuit challenging the request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. State officials said providing it would violate recipient privacy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Republican Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson says GOP Congress members from Kansas could have a hand in redrawing their own districts. Republicans in Kansas want to reshape the congressional map to oust the state's only Democratic representative, Sharice Davids. Masterson would not provide any more details on exactly who would draw the new maps, but Masterson says the state legislature would not do it.
I think our majority of our congressional delegation is going to send us a map they would all like to see us vote on, and we're going to vote on it.
The Kansas Senate has gathered enough signatures to call a special session for redistricting and other issues, but there are still some holdouts in the state house. The Kansas City Royals are expected to soon make a pitch to Kansas lawmakers. The baseball team that currently plays in Kansas City, Missouri, is on the hunt for a place to build a new stadium. State Senate President Ty Masterson told WDAF the team is considering the site of the old Sprint campus in Overland Park. Masterson says he expects the team to make a formal proposal for a Kansas stadium in late November or early December. Masterson claims more Royals season ticket holders live in Kansas than in Missouri, though the team has not confirmed that. Weather forecast for today, very pleasant autumn day. Sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 65 degrees. Still breezy, winds out of the northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 35. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures around 40 degrees, winds die down. Tomorrow looks very nice indeed as well. Sunny skies tomorrow with a high near 71 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 45 degrees, Topeka sunny, 44. Manhattan is sunny and 43 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR
of this presidency and allowing them to have further discretion as to how they may proceed, particularly when they have targeted hardworking federal civil servants from the very beginning of this term in extraordinary ways, is not an appropriate step forward. It's piecemeal. It's not comprehensive. and we need to reopen the government in its entirety, and we're ready to do that as Democrats. We just need partners on the other side of the aisle in terms of a willingness to proceed in good faith.
That is Representative Hakeem Jeffries of New York. He's the House Minority Leader. Leader Jeffries, I do hope you'll come back and talk more about this as this situation continues. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting Dark Side of Oz, with jazz students blending the music of Pink Floyd alongside reimagined images from The Wizard of Oz at Liberty Hall, October 29th. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, no matter how you get your news, in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up on its commitment to serve our listeners because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. In store for some really nice autumn weather the next few days. Forecast for today, sunny with a high near 65, still a bit windy. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up to 35. Tonight, clear skies, low around 40. Wind should die down overnight as well. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 71. Looking ahead to later in the week, Thursday, sunny with a high near 68. On Friday, there is a chance we could see some showers, but no rain till then, with sunny skies and pleasant temperatures. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 45 degrees, Topeka sunny, 45. Emporia is sunny and 44 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Of the NBA on NBC broadcast team, the NBA postseason starts tonight. Grant Hill, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, as always, for having me.
This is NPR News.
A new study out of Europe finds that cannabis oil is as effective as opioids when it comes to back pain. This news was welcomed by scientists in the U.S., but the maker of the cannabis product says it will take years for patients to get access.
If the FDA wants to speed up the process, we could immediately speed up the process. We are ready.
The marvels of cannabis oil on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 right here on KPR. Up next, on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Sunny with a high near 65, still a little windy, could see gusts up to 35 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 46. The time is 8:30.
The federal appeals court will allow President Trump to deploy National Guard troops in Portland. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Lauren Dake has more.
Oregon and California have National Guard troops stationed outside Portland city limits, but it's unclear what impact this ruling will immediately have on the ground. The Ninth Circuit's 2-1 decision applies to just one of two temporary restraining orders blocking deployment of troops from both Oregon and other states. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek said that the state will continue to fight in courts to block troops from being stationed outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility.
Until that second temporary restraining order is rescinded, troops cannot be deployed anywhere in Oregon at this point.
The ICE facility in Portland has been the site of protests since June. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Dake in Portland.
The Trump administration has started tearing down part of the east wing of the White House, the traditional base of operations for the First Lady, to build President Trump's new $250 million ballroom. This is despite not getting approval for the construction from the federal agency that oversees these kinds of projects. The East Wing was built in 1902. Trump now says the ballroom will hold 999 people. That's an increase from the 650 originally announced. You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A federal court ruling may protect Kansas from the Trump administration's demand for private data on food assistance recipients. Federal officials have threatened to withhold $10 million from the state, but a California judge has temporarily blocked the U.S. Department of Agriculture from withholding food stamp funds from states that have refused to hand over the data. The Trump administration has requested the names and addresses of recipients. Kansas is not part of the lawsuit challenging the request, but it is one of more than 20 states that have resisted handing over the information. Kansas officials say providing it would violate recipient privacy. More Kansans could soon become eligible for a health care program. Officials with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment told lawmakers on Monday they hope to expand eligibility for the state's charitable health care provider program. KSNT reports that program offers free and discounted health care to low-income Kansans who are considered medically indigent. Currently, the program is open to Kansans who earn two times the federal poverty level. Officials would like to expand eligibility to those earning three times the level. But some state lawmakers question the move, saying it would cost the state too much money. Republican Kansas lawmakers are trying to organize a special session to redraw the state's congressional map. But as Zane Irwin reports, that's not the only item on the agenda.
The original goal of the special session was to reshape the congressional map to oust the state's only Democratic representative, Sharice Davids. But if proponents manage to call lawmakers back to the state house, there's no limit on what they can discuss. Republican leaders also want to ban gender marker changes on driver's licenses, discuss ways to lower property taxes, and more. Redistricting proponents still need to convince a few more state House members to sign on to the special session. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
In El Dorado, Kansas, the treasurer of the high school booster club has allegedly stolen most of the club's money. KWCH reports the El Dorado Police Department is investigating the alleged theft. The booster club helps pay for sports and other activities for the high school's students. Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, highs near 65, breezy, could see wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour this afternoon. In Lawrence, it's sunny, 46 degrees at 8:34.
Support for NPR.
Nay, over the situation in Al-Fashir, but despite having warnings, the international community has fundamentally done nothing.
Including, he said, a lack of pressure by countries like the U.S., on its allies that are accused of fueling the violence, like the United Arab Emirates. Emmanuel Akinwutu, NPR News, Lagos.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Hope you can stick around. Coming up on Morning Edition, the Trump administration announced a $100,000 fee to accompany each H-1B visa. Well, that could wreak havoc on rural school districts, which rely on those visas and the people who secure them for teachers. We'll find out more in about 12 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting the Rocky Horror Show, showing October 23rd through October 25th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 65 degrees. Still a little windy. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 47 degrees. Topeka is sunny and 46. The time is 8:44.
Oh, Hi, KPR friends, it's Destiny. Do you want to hear my terrible jokes and
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. 10 minutes away from the latest news, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical Frank Cordelia, looking at the playlist for this morning. Some fantastic stuff. Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody number 10, Delia's Suite for Violin and Orchestra, Pomp and Circumstance, Schubert's Piano Trio number 1, and much, much more. That all begins right after the news at the top of the hour. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Forecast for today, good day for a sweater or a sweater vest, maybe. Sunny skies, high temperatures near 65 degrees, little breezy, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Could see gusts up to 35. Tonight, clear skies, winds die down, lows overnight around 40. Tomorrow looks very nice again. Sunny skies with highs tomorrow near 71. No rain in the forecast until Friday. Weather forecast looking good until then. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 48 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 47 degrees. 9 minutes before nine.
Proposal could be the most harmful for schools and educators.
As you might imagine, education is not a particularly lucrative profession, and so we're very worried that this could present a more significant long-term barrier to utilizing these visas for educators.
In Hardin, Montana, meanwhile, Superintendent Navejo hopes people will
have some empathy for those folks that are packing up their lives and coming to our country to help teach our kids.
He's already on the lookout for teachers for next year, but he doesn't know where he's going to find them. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public, reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. As always, thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition. Do stay tuned. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is next. She has a lot of wonderful music in store. If you're listening on KPR2, up next, it's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, very pleasant, sunny skies, highs near 65, little windy, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusts up to 35. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 40, the winds die down. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunny, highs tomorrow near 71. In Lawrence right now, sunny, 49 degrees, it's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman, a federal appeals court.